This is the Montana Economic Minute.
We're about to receive another lesson about governments and economic growth, specifically about how hard it is for any government, even a very large and powerful federal government, to make the economy grow faster, and how much more effective government has usually been at destroying growth. That's because when we received the report on how the U.S. economy performed in the first quarter this year, it's likely to show negative growth for the first time in 3 years. It's not set in stone, but according to the Atlanta Fed's well-regarded nowcast of GDP growth, growth will come in at -2.4% for the first 3 months of the year when it gets announced next month. It still might not come to pass, but if it does, it won't be a complete surprise. The upheaval in tariff policy alone has been destructive to growth. Not only does it pause investment and risk-taking to try to understand where policy is going, but it also steers spending to economically unproductive uses as businesses try to anticipate and mitigate their exposure to new costs. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.